This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Bush administration may be about to lift a ban on longline fishing off the coast of California. That ban and others were put into place to protect extremely rare sea turtles. As NPR's John Nielsen reports, a new kind of fishing hook has prompted the change in policy.
Longline fishing boats that drag tens of thousands of baited hooks behind them are the reason it's still fairly easy to buy swordfish and tuna at your local grocery store. Unfortunately, they're also one of the reasons sea turtles around the world are disappearing. Turtles that bite down on the J-shaped hooks on these lines are pulled beneath the water and drowned. Robert Ovitz, a marine biologist with the nonprofit Sea Turtle Restoration Project, says the giant leatherback sea turtles could go extinct in the next 5 to 30 years.
Its female nesting population has declined by 95% since 1980, so we're looking at a crisis situation of this species going extinct in the Pacific.
Back in 1999, Ovitz's group filed a Save the Turtle lawsuit that forced the National Marine Fisheries Service to ban longline fishing near Hawaii. Other bans have forced longline fishermen out of parts of the Pacific near the coast of California and out of the northeastern Atlantic. When the bans went into place, government scientists and commercial fishermen began testing nets and lines that had been altered to save turtles, however. Rebecca Lent is deputy administrator for fisheries at NOAA.
We hired some boats, and we put a scientist on each boat, and we made a list of things that we were going to test. And we had the longliners operate basically in pairs or in sets so that we could compare traditional gear side by side with the altered gear.
Last year, NOAA officials announced that when longliners used bigger, rounder hooks, they reduced turtle deaths by as much as 90% without reducing the legal swordfish and tuna catch. Because those hooks worked, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration lifted bans on longline fishing in the North Atlantic and in parts of the Pacific near Hawaii, provided longline boats use only the circle hooks. A ban on longline fishing off the coast of California may be lifted next, says Lent.
In the meantime, they still have huge closed areas. Obviously, those longliners based in California would rather have the circle hook option than to be closed out of certain areas.
But marine biologists like Robert Ovitz of the Sea Turtle Restoration Project say they're more than a little rattled by the speed with which the circle hook techno fix has been used to reopen fisheries, especially since the industry data being used to support this move has yet to be published. He thinks NOAA is gambling with the future of sea turtles, and he thinks the turtles are going to lose.
NOAA has committed the leatherback to extinction.
Spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the data on circle hooks could be published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal by the end of the year. They say they took action ahead of that publication, in part because they're trying to convince foreign longline fleets to switch to circle hooks before it's too late for the turtles. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.